We're reading from the study of the 10 Sefirot, Talmud Eser Sefirot, Volume 2, Part 7, page 472 in Hebrew, the 10 Sefirot of the 10 Melachim Kadmaim who died, item 11. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Item 11, the words of Dari. The thing is that of these 288 nitzutzim, sparks of the melachim that died and descended to Olam Bri'ah, when the tikkun, when the correction of the eighth melech Hadar came, he began to sort out the nitzotzot, the sparks and the kelim from them too. Everything that is sorted of them was only the nukva parts, the female's part in all the partsufim. In the beginning, the selected and the best of them was sorted out and rose to Atzilut. Item 12. There are also degrees in Atzilut itself. First, through the above mentioned Ibur, Elyon, Upper Ibur, they began to sort the best among them, of which Nukva the Attic was made. After the Or Nitzotzot of the 288 sparks, Rapach Nitzotzot, was mixed with the Or of Nekudat Keter that remained in Atzilut, and the Kelim of the Melachim mixed with the new Kelim of the new Ma, all that was made into Nukva the Attic and Attic. It is so in all of the others too. Afterwards, through the Zivug, the Dchura, male, the Attic with the Nukva, female, they raised and sorted Nitzotzot that fell below the fitting part to Nukva, the Arich, and entered in the place of Ibur, in the form of main Nukvin, man. There they are mitigated and corrected by being there for the time of Ibur and become Bechinat Partsuf.
Well, let's continue.
Item 13. Likewise, Arich sorted out for Nukva the Abba V'ima and Abba V'ima for Zon the entire Bechinat Malchut in them. This is why these are called Melachim, since all the Malchuyot were made of them. Similarly, every 10 Sefirot themselves, in each and every Partsuf, were sorted out in the above-mentioned order. What could not be sorted out and rise in Olam Atzilut, even for the bottom Nukva, the Zeranpin, remained in Bri'ah. Later on, all the parts of Bri'ah were made of them in its order of degrees. The Nitzotzot, the sparks of Bri'ah, cannot be sorted out by Abba V'ima de Atzilut, since they cannot rise above Zon. Instead, they are sorted out in Beten of Nukva, the Zeranpin, through the Zivug of Zeranpin with it. However, there too, only Bechinat Atik de Bri'ah is sorted. And there, Arich de Bri'ah is sorted, and Abba V'ima de Bri'ah are sorted in Arich, and likewise always. This is so because it is impossible for any part to be sorted above the place of its degree, not in place and not in time. They are only one after the other in both order of degrees and the order of the time of their correction, and this is elaborated sufficiently. Item 14. See regarding Ibur Zeranpin, how it is impossible to open the grave without blood when it is born. These are the parts called sigim, waste, in comparison with Atzilut. These sigim and blood return to be sorted in Bri'ah. That which is Sigim, evaluated Bri'ah, returns to be sorted in Yetzirah, etc., similarly in each degree, and this is enough. Afterwards, it is likewise with the worst in Yetzirah, and after that, with the worst of all in Asiyah, also according to its degrees. This is so because all the parts of these three Olamot Bi'ah are Bechinat Nukva, There is no tchura, male, among them at all. Even the tchurin, males, among them are but forces of the nukva, female, since they are all hosts and armies of the Malchut, and all were made of the sortings of the seven Melachim, as we have mentioned.
The whole of Bia was made like that. Sometimes instead of Bia, he says Bria, because it's below the Parsa of Atzilut. So he calls it that way sometimes too. Next.
Adam 15. Also, other creatures and the neshamot of the righteous are all from the sorting of these melachim. They are sorted daily by our prayers and rise up as mei nukvin, man. Then they are corrected and come to the world. This is the meaning of all of Israel are children of melachim. And this is the meaning of Messiah, son of David, does not come until all the neshamot in the guf perish, being the guf that is mixed of good and evil. Also, all the angels and all the creatures in heaven and in earth all came from these scrutinies.
Everything came from the shattering and is corrected. Next.
Adam 16. After everything that was made to create the four Olamot HaBi'ah had been sorted, Adam HaRishon was created to complete and examine through his actions and mitzvot. By the power of the mitzvot and the prayers to scrutinize the scrutinies, these melachim were joined in the tree of knowledge of good and bad in their sigim. Then he too died, and his entire offspring after him, to sort his parts that were mixed with good and bad, like the melachim. This is the meaning of reincarnation, as is explained in its place. For this reason, there are angels that die and are renewed every day, as it is written, created his servants, etc. This is enough for the understanding, for the pain fails to specify everything. Adam 17. After all these scrutinies that were scrutinized during the creation of the Olamot HaBi'ah, most of the sigim, waste in them, had still not been sorted, as the good lives and the little good remains with the completely evil. Every day the good is sorted and lives, and the evil remains. Hence, these parts that were not sorted before the creation of Adam HaRishon and had to be sorted by Mei Nukvin, man, that Adam will raise through his actions, these were the Bechinat Sigim and Klipot. There were also, as it is mentioned in Abi'ah, since the better part in them were the sigim, constituents of sigim in atzilut of the klipot. This too is according to the degrees of Atik and Arich, and the worst in Bri'ah of sigim, and that too through her degrees, etc. Similarly, through Asiyah.
Ot
Yudchet. Adam 18. Indeed, you should know that when these sigim were sorted and the bechinot for olamot HaBi'ah were made of them, they are complete sigim and klipot. All the bechinot melachim that could not be sorted were placed inside them in bechinat neshama and sustenance in them, reviving them, as mentioned in Parashat Yitro. There is no sitra achra that does not have a minute light. This is the meaning of the pursuit of the evil inclination and the sitra achra to cause the righteous to sin and to cling to kedusha, sanctity, as they have no sustenance besides that. When kedusha, sanctity, and goodness increase, their lives increase. Now you should not wonder why the evil inclination is in pursuit of Adam to cause him to sin.
And one more.
Item 19. Everything that we always sought in our prayers from the day of Adam's creation to the days of the Messiah, everything is from those bechinot of the melachim placed inside the klipot. There are bechinot that are sorted every day, even now, which concern atzilut. There are for each olam in bi'ah, and there are for the neshamot, and so on in every item. When all the sustenance and goodness completes its exit from them and complete tzigim are left, it is then written, he will swallow up death forever. These are sitra achra, called death, because they are the tzigim of the dead melachim. And keep that. It is as we have written above, son of David, that it does not come before all the neshamot in the goof perish.
Okay. We read thus far the opening. Yes, wonderful. So let's continue. Item 20, opening. What? We didn't read item 20 above? Oh, right. So let's read 20.
Item 20. Indeed, you should know that as there are four olamot abia in Kedusha, sanctity, and the root is only 10 sefirot that expand in them, sort by sort, and degree by degree, so it is in abia de klipot. They are all rooted in the sorting of the melachim that could not be sorted, and there are 11 sefirot. It is written in the Zohar, Parashat Truma, the Sitra Achra is given an extra count, and it is counted as a deficit such as 11. It means that when it is given the extra count, it is a demerit, since there are 10 in Kedusha and 11 in the Klipot. This is so because while there are 11, there are only 9, since these 11 are 7 Bechinot, 7 Melachim, and 2 Achoraim, the Abba Ve'ima, which are only 9. However, in the division of Abba Ve'ima into two Bechinot, they will have 4 Achoraim, and then they will all be 11 Bechinot.
Let's see what he writes below, and it'll be clearer.
Item 20, Inner Light, page 495 in Hebrew. Item 20. The Sitra Achra is given an extra count, and it is counted as a deficit such as 11. He brings evidence to his words above when he says that in general, Abiyad de Klipot are 11 Sefirot. Vice versa, the general Abiyad de Kedusha, which are 10 Sefirot. He explains that the reason the number 11 is because they are from the residue of the Sigim that were not sorted. There are 11 Bechinot in this matter, which are 7 Melachim and 4 Achoraim. The Abba Ve'ima in Yesut, which are 11. As it is written, where are their gods, the rock in whom they trusted? These are the very 11 days for Chorev through Mount Seir. And this is the meaning of the 11 signs of the incense, since they are the entire sustenance in the klipot. When they are burnt, the vitality of the klipot rises upwards, the sigim and death are cancelled, and the plague stops. The Ari, does not come down to interpret the words of the Zohar here. However, since there is a great secret in their words, the text should be brought complete and be somewhat interpreted. It says, the Sitra Achra is given an extra count, and it is counted as a deficit such as 11. It is, as we have stated, that in every place where letters are added, such as here, it is a demerit, such as your brothers have said, that they said enough. And on the side of Kedusha, he reduced a letter, and it is an addition. Thus far, its words. Interpretation. The whole of Sitra Achra is from the breaking of the vessels, as the Ari says, that there are 11 bechinot. It is known that their correction is in the form of 12 partsufim of Kedusha, sanctity, as the entire correction of the breaking of the vessels is in the 12 partsufim of Atzilut. Through them, the Sitra Achra is gradually annulled until he will swallow up death forever. He says, the Sitra Achra is given an extra count, and it is counted as a deficit. This is so because a count is a name for Malchut, and Malchut the Sitra Achra is considered an extra count. This is the meaning of Malchut without a crown, which are 9 and not 10, since they have no sacking from the Keter. A taga, a crown, is keter. Hence, they are in impudence, in the form of malchut without a crown. They are the evil eye, in the form of 99 die of evil eye, and one from other diseases. He says, such as 11, meaning all who add subtract. They add 70 to 11, and they remain only with 11, because they cancel, because they have no nourishment in Keter, because they cancel and break and fall to the authority of the Klipot. This is the meaning of the tree shouting, do not touch me. And with the rest you will understand the words of the Ari and the words of the Zohar there.
Okay, so we will add to this from all kinds of places until it will generally be clear to us. In truth, also the language isn't very clear, and also the corrections are necessitate coming closer and understanding them. Again, I'm saying the world of sanctity, Ibn Hassan did not interpret. Ari in the Tree of Life interprets it a little. You can see it in the end of the second volume of Etz HaChaim, the Tree of Life. And we're lacking. There are certain scrutinies that are lacking. In general, they don't want to touch this. They write a lot about the corrections. About the Sitra Achra, they don't want to evoke anything. So, what will we do onwards? Do you want to repeat this or to continue onwards? You're silent. Well, let's read it again, if so. Item 20 above.
Item 20 above. Indeed, you should know that as there are four olamot abiyah in Kedusha, and the root is only 10 sefirot that expanded in them sort by sort.
Altogether, the worlds, atzilut, b'riah, yetzirah, asiyah, comes with the klipah, with the sanctity. They came in place of one partsuf of Nekudot of Sag, later of one partsuf of the world of Nekudim. And here, these are the worlds, and it's full of many, many systems.
Sorry, is only 10 sefirot that expanded in them, sort by sort and degree by degree, so it is in Abia de Klipot. They are all rooted in the sorting of the Melachim that could not be sorted, and there are 11 sefirot.
11.
It is written in the Zohar, Parashat Truma, the Sitra Achra is given an extra count, and it is counted as a deficit, such as 11. It means that when it is given the extra count, it is a demerit, since there are 10 in Kedusha and 11 in the Klipot. This is so because while there are 11, there are only 9, since these 11 are 7 Bechinot, 7 Melachim, and 2 Achoraim, the Abba Ve'ima, which are only 9. However, in the division of Abba Ve'ima into 2 Bechinot, they will have 4 Achoraim, and then they will all be 11 Bechinot.
This is where the whole, whoever adds can actually distract. Because this one, meaning there's an addition here, but it would be a bad addition. Well, read 21.
Item 21. You find that the melachim that remain from the sorting
that can't be scrutinized,
they are the very sustenance of the klipot. They are called multiple authorities, since they are separated and are not connected, as they have not been corrected yet. These are 11 days from Chorev to Mount Seir, and they are the Melachim that ruled in Mount Seir, which is Edom. They are the ones who said, "Where are their gods, the rock in whom they trusted?" And these are the 11 signs of the incense that rise upward when they burn. They depart from within the Sigim called death. And then the Sigim and the death are cancelled and the plague stops.
Chavbet.
Not Chavbet. 22.
Adam 22. These 11 signs of the incense are but one bechina, which is the noga around it, and corresponds to it in Yetzirah, in Bria, and in Atzilut. This klipa, the noga, is called Ruach Elokim Merachefet. Spirit of God hovered. Its otiyot are Mem, Taf, Pe, Reish, Chet. These are the 280 sparks of the Melachim that died, and this klipa is made of the 288 nitzotzim that remained inside the kelim, were not sorted. It hovers over the klipot and does not enter them.
Yes, because sometimes it's for the good and sometimes for the bad, the klipa of Noga. It's half good, half bad, as we call it. Sometimes it's sanctity, sometimes it's klipa. That's why, and that's how it happens to her, to us, with her. Well, let's read below.
Item 22, Inner Light. The Noga around it and corresponds to it in Yetzirah, in Bria, in Atzilut. Know that Abia de Klipa are the opposite from Abia de Kedusha. This is so because in Kedusha, all that is higher is more holy, and everything that lessens its Kedusha, sanctity, descends to the Sof of Asiyah. Conversely, in the Klipot, the highest Klipa opposite Atzilut is weak and not so bad. And the lower it descends, the stronger are the impurity and the Klipot. Also, there is a difference regarding the mixture of good and bad in Klipat Noga, meaning in the Bechinat Sigim that were not sorted out. In Asiya, it is mostly bad, where they father every impurity, meaning the impurity of the dead. The klipot, the Yetzirah, are mixed good and bad, half each. And she defiles the weekdays too. Olam Yetzirah is the pure weekdays. In the klipot, the Bria, the mixture is mostly good and some bad. It defiles only the Truma. because Olam Bria is Bechinat Truma. Olam Atzilut is mostly good, and there is a little bit of Klipa in it. However, even that little bit is not mixed with the Kedusha. The Kedusha, the Atzilut, has no impurity, but this qualifies the Kodashim, as Atzilut is Bechinat Kodashim, Holies.
Good, a little more.
Ruach Elokim Merachefet, Spirit of God hovered, its otiyot are mem taf pei resh chet. It means that the nitzotzin are bechinot reshimot from the orot that fled from the seven melachim and died. The reshimot descended with them so that they would have the strength for the revival of the dead. Also the otiyot rapach and parach are of equal letters and understand.
That's it. We concluded this part. It's the next part is very important for us to our matter here. It's the panim vechoraim, the anterior and posterior panim and panim, vechoraim and vechoraim, panim and vechoraim, all those things. That's it. So, God willing, tomorrow we will learn this. It was very important. That's how it is between the worlds and how we can invert the Achuraim to Panim.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולק ואין נרו שלו כנר חברו צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים להעיר לבבות רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה אבל יחד יהיה לכם קומה של קדושה רק בינינו נדליק את אור האהבה לשלבת גדולה שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולה ואין נרו שדולה